AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says the U.S. has struck Islamic State targets in Nigeria after the group targeted Christians.
In a social media post, President Donald Trump says that the U.S. has launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria, calling the group ISIS scum. Last month, Trump says he ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria following claims of Christian persecution. The State Department then announced in recent weeks that it would restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. That move followed the recent designation of Nigeria by the U.S. as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Trump says that the U.S. will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A strong storm system that has brought relentless winds, rain, and snowfall to Southern California is expected to ease, but there is still high surf along the coast, flash flooding near Los Angeles, and avalanches around Lake Tahoe. A mountain town northeast of Los Angeles has been under an evacuation warning due to the risk of mudslides. The storms were the results of so-called atmospheric rivers and have been blamed for at least two deaths. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a meeting with President Trump will happen soon. This signals progress in talks to end the nearly four-year war between Russia and Ukraine. Zelensky mentions on X that a lot can be decided before the start of the new year. Wall Street will reopen to a full day of trading on Friday after the Christmas holiday, but volumes will likely remain light since most investors have closed out of their positions for the year. This is AP News. One team has been eliminated from the NFL playoffs after a Christmas Day loss.
Dak Prescott threw for 307 yards and two touchdowns, including a Christmas Day record 86-yard score to Kevontae Turpin in the Cowboys' 30-23 win over the Commanders. Elsewhere, Jordan Addison took a jet sweep handoff 65 yards for the game-sealing touchdown with 3:43 left, and the Vikings forced six turnovers in a 23-10 win to eliminate the Lions from playoff contention. Bo Nix ran for a touchdown and threw a go-ahead pass to R.J. Harvey, leading the Broncos to a 20-13 victory over the Chiefs for their NFL best 13th win. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce had five catches in his team's loss to Denver. The game could have been Kelce's last at Arrowhead Stadium. He has said a decision to retire will involve his family, friends, and the Chiefs organization. He expects to make it soon after the season ends. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.